And time now for the Early Music Show, introduced by Lucy Skeeping.
Hello and welcome to the Early Music Show, which comes to you live today from the chapel of the old Royal Naval College out just alongside the River Thames. It's the third and final day of the Royal Greenwich International Early Music Festival and Exhibition that takes place each year in these historic surroundings. Elizabeth I was born in the old palace that stood on this site. Henry VIII was baptised just across the park in St Alfred's Church. And this glorious chapel, originally designed by Christopher Wren, now boasts an ornate pastel-coloured interior, almost like icing sugar, I think, and it dates from the 18th century. Now, the festival attracts a great variety of performers from all over the world. It's jointly promoted by the Greenwich Foundation, Trinity Laban Conservatoire of Music and Dance, and the Early Music Shop in Bradford, who stock a huge selection of Renaissance and Baroque instruments, many of which are on display here in the exhibition. And we're going to be hearing from some of the instrument makers a little later on. But first, let's have some music, and it's performed by His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets.
Thank you.
very, very particular Venetian sound. That was His Majesty's Sagbutts and Cornets, directed by Jeremy West, with Canzone Francese by Andrea Gabrielli, and before that, Canzon Quarta by his nephew, Giovanni. Now, Jeremy, a few words, if I may. This year is the 400th anniversary of Giovanni Gabrielli's death, isn't it? He's a composer that's so much known for music for wind ensemble, so I guess you guys have been very busy.
Yeah, we have. We've had a great year, actually. It's been fantastic. And Giovanni Gabrielli, I think, is a composer, I can safely say, has influenced all of us as individuals right from teenage years through when we were playing modern brass and enjoying playing his canzones. These canzones are absolutely fabulous for brass instruments. And this year, we've had a fabulous time celebrating his life 400 years down the line.
So it's a real opportunity to sort of raise his profile a bit more.
We've done quite a few concerts. We've travelled a lot. We've got a new recording out with Hyperion, with Ex-Cathedra Choir and the other cornet and sackbut ensemble, Concerto Palatino, with His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets. We're very excited about that. Came out last week. And we just did our last Gabrielli 400 tribute concert here in St. Alphege's 2 days ago.
What have you been doing at the Greenwich Festival? You have a specific concert the other day, didn't you? What were you playing in that?
Yeah, well, we were playing really mainly Giovanni Gabrielli and his time. So one or two of his predecessors, who probably or almost certainly did influence his life, like Lassus, and people who succeeded him as well in style, most notably Heinrich Schütz. So it was a small-scale program, but we did manage to do, despite only having 5 brass players, we did actually manage to do a 10-part piece, which is great fun. So yeah, how do you do that? You know, it was all done with mirrors, as you can imagine.
Well, we do have time for just another set from the band. So what are you going to play for
Lovely.
Us now?
So we're going to play a motet now called Dixit Maria by Hans-Leo Hassler, a German contemporary of Giovanni Gabrielli, who also died 400 years ago this year. And when you're in Germany, you may not forget the fact that he was a German composer, but we don't forget it anyway. He was absolutely super. He was a fabulous composer whose music we've enjoyed playing over the 30 years of the group's history. And it's nice to say, if I may, that the group is 30 years old this year as well.
You don't look a day over 29.
I don't feel a day over 90. Thank you.
Great.
So we're going to play Hans-Leo Hassler, the Dixit Dommers focal piece. And then we're going to finish with another 4-part canzone by Giovanni Gabrielli.
Lovely. Take it away.
Thank you.
Gabrielli and Hans Leo Hassler, played by His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets. That's Adam Wolfe, Abigail Newman, and Stephen Saunders on Sackbuts, and Jeremy West, who was playing the Cornet. Well, alongside concerts, the Greenwich Early Music Festival is also notable for its exhibition of early instruments, authentically crafted copies of biles, lutes, rebecs, recorders, and so on, made by some of today's instrument makers from around the world. And it's also known for its links with Trinity Laban Conservatoire of Music and Dance, whose thriving early music department is actually based here within the palace site in King Charles Court. We're going to be featuring both these aspects later in the Early Music Show, but first, let's hear some more music, and this time it's from the harpsichordist Stephen Devine, who's here with the soprano Julia Doyle, and they're going to perform Settings of Shakespeare Songs by Thomas Arne.
Daisies pied and violets blue, and lady smocks all silver white, and cuckoos of yellow hue, to paint the meadows with delight. The cuckoo then on every tree mocks married men, mocks married men, mocks married men, for thus sings he.
Ooh.
soprano Julia Doyle and harpsichordist Stephen Devine with two favourite settings of Shakespeare songs by Thomas Arne, When Daisies Pied and Where the Bee Sucks, and we'll be hearing some more songs from them later on. One instrument that's certainly associated with Shakespeare's period, of course, is the recorder. And each year, the Greenwich Early Music Festival hosts a concert given by the winner of the annual Merck Society of Recorder Players competition. It's the Society's 75th anniversary this year. Their aim is to promote the study, practice, and appreciation of the recorder as widely as possible. And a little later on, I'm going to be chatting to the winner of last year's competition, who's going to be performing live specially for us. But first, let's delve a little into some of the delights on offer at the Early Music Instrument Exhibition. You might think that a recorder is just a recorder, but makers of the instruments are constantly looking for new ways to develop and improve the sound.
I'm mainly a maker of shawms, that's my specialism, but some years I've also made some interesting medieval recorders. These instruments are based quite strongly upon the oldest known recorder, which was found under a house in Holland, in Dordrecht, thought to date from around 1400. That is one of the influences. There's other historical and pictorial evidence, and this has all been put together to produce a fairly authentic medieval recorder. Which looks rather different from the modern recorders. It's cylindrical board and has a big, rich sound.
My name is Martin Wenner. I'm a maker of flutes and recorders. Normally all of our instruments are based on historical instruments, but they are not straight copies, but they are interpretation of these old instruments. In order to make them, that the modern player can play them, we have to make little changes and adjustments.
My name is Doris Culosa Delfino, and I'm a recorder maker. I'm exhibiting my handmade recorders. In the baroque section for the altos, which everybody needs, the Denner is the one who's the best seller. It's a baroque model which is real playable, which is in Copenhagen in the museum. And this one is really an amazing instrument with very, very light, high notes, which are easily to play and very well equalized.
Here in the front you can see Renaissance recorders, concert recorders, and the other it's called Ganassi recorders in G, G alto and Ganassi soprano. It's a type of early baroque instrument for solo music.
Some of the recorder makers present this year's early instrument exhibition and fair here at the Old Royal Naval College in Greenwich. And still very much on the subject of recorders, I'm delighted to welcome now the recorder player Charlotte Barbara Condini, who's just 16 years old and concerto finalist and woodwind category winner in the prestigious BBC Young Musician 2012 competition. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I don't know if you've had the chance to have a look around the instrument exhibition here at Greenwich yet, but I wondered if you're usually on the lookout for sort of new and better recorders or instruments with a specific tone.
I think it's really important to always have your, eyes open for any possible instruments or whatever, but this particular exhibition is just amazing to come to because you've got, such a wide range of recorders there and so many makers there, you've got such a big, wide choice. So, yeah.
And, of course, you can have a go on them too, can't you?
Yeah, you can try it out for as long as you want, but there's often a danger that you'll just stay on one stool trying a couple of recorders out for the whole day. And
What was it about the recorder though that first sort of appealed to you when you began?
I think when I was younger, I started on the recorder in group lessons like many people did in school. And I thought, if I'm going to learn a recorder, I'm just not going to half learn it. and, you know, then move on to other instruments, I'd like to learn it properly. So I did. So I started having individual lessons, and then all went from there.
And you obviously have a really sort of affinity with early music, the style of the early period.
Yeah, I think I didn't start appreciating it so much until I was maybe 10, 11, 12, when I started getting into the recorder a bit more. But I'm so glad I did, because it's got such a wide range, and there's such a rich variety in early music.
So. Well, you're going to play for us now, live, and I'm going to let you introduce the piece. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play English Nightingale by Van Eyck, which is an unaccompanied theme and variations, and in some of the phrases you can hear elements of birdsong. So.
Lovely, thank you. The recorder whiz kid, I'm sure she won't mind me calling her that, Charlotte Barbara Condini with The Nightingale. Well, as you can see, you're never alone on the Early Music Show, and I'm now joined by an old friend and colleague of mine, the lutenist David Miller, who, as well as having an incredibly busy career on the concert platform, is Professor of Early Plucked Instruments at the Trinity Laban Conservatoire, where he also directs projects with the students in the historical performance department, and some of them are with him right now, and they're going to play for us in a moment. David, introduce us to the group and tell us what
you're
playing.
Oh, hello. Well, we are the Trinity Laban Early Music Ensemble, which I have the pleasure of directing from time to time. We're a very versatile group, and last night we played music from the court of Charles I, music by William and Henry Laws. Our versatility shown by recorder fantasy suites, some singing of countertenor, some harp consorts, harp duets, and also William Law's royal consorts for this unique lineup of two violins, two theobos and two bass viols. I'll introduce Maya, May, Stefan, Aisha and Daniel, who will join me in three pieces. First a pavan, followed by two dances, a very fast English saraband and a Morris dance. Thank you.
That was the Trinity Laban Early Music Ensemble, directed by the lutenist David Miller, with the kind of music that they must have danced to at the court of Charles I. They had a pavan, a saraband, and a morris, and they were by William Laws. You're listening to the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and we're coming live from the Royal Greenwich International Early Music Festival and Exhibition. Well, earlier on in the programme, the soprano Julia Doyle and harpsichordist Stephen Devine performed some settings of Shakespeare's songs for us, and I'm pleased to say they're back again to give us some more live music. So, Julia, what's on the menu this time?
Thank you. Next, we're going to perform three arias from Purcell's Fairy Queen, and we're setting the scene in an enchanted wood where a dual wedding is about to take place.
Thrice happy, thrice happy, happy, happy lovers. May you be forever, ever, ever, ever free. May you be forever, ever, ever, ever free.
three songs from Henry Purcell's score for The Fairy Queen. Thrice happy lovers, thus the ever-grateful spring, and hark the echoing air. And Julia Doyle was the soprano with Stephen Devine on the harpsichord. Now, one of the things that we're focusing on today is the recorder. We've already heard from some of the many recorder makers who come in from all over the world to display their wares at the Early Music Exhibition here in Greenwich. And in addition, each year, the festival offers a recital to the winner of the annual Merck Society of Recorder Players competition. Last year's winner was Eva Fagus, a young German-born musician who not only impressed the judges, but has also started to make quite a name for herself internationally. I'm going to be chatting with her in a moment, but first, let's hear her play for us one of the pieces that she's going to be performing in her winner's recital, which is going to happen right here in the chapel later this afternoon. It's a sonata by Dario Castello, a composer working in Venice in the first half of the 17th century, who was right at the forefront of the new musical ideas and styles of the time, the cutting edge, you might say.
Thank you.
Sonata Secunda by Dario Castello, performed there by Afer Fagus with Jonas Nordberg on the theorbo, Pella Hansen, the cellist, and on the harpsichord, Margit Kovacs. Well, Afer, congratulations on winning the 2011 Merck Society of Recorder Players competition. Fantastic. I guess there are still some people, though, out there who feel the recorder is one of those instruments you kind of start learning on and then you move on from. I mean, was it always your chosen instrument right from the beginning?
Yes, it was always. I mean, I started to play the recorder at the age of 4, and I was so in love with this instrument. And when I was 5 years old, I told my parents that I wanted to become a recorder player. I guess that I did not really know what it means, so I told them that I wanted to do the same like my teacher does, so just playing the recorder all the day, and yeah, that was what I wanted to do.
And who was your teacher?
Oh, my teacher was a teacher from my hometown, and she was very, like, she taught me twice per week.
But you listened to some of the great performers, I expect.
Yeah, then I got to know Dorothy Oberlinger, and she was a friend of my teacher, and then I wanted to study with her, and that's what I did.
And Bruggen, of course, influenced
you.
Yeah,
Bruggen, that was, my father had one of the LPs by Bruggen, and so I listened to it when I was a child, and...
What was it exactly that kind of appealed to you about the sound? I mean, it's a very specific sound.
For me, it was just, I really loved the look of the recorder, and what I really liked also was that you can play the recorder everywhere. So I was playing in the bathroom, or I was playing in the kitchen where my mother was doing,
You can pop it in your back pocket, can't you? Yeah. What about the repertoire? Do you have a favourite style or composer nowadays?
Well, yeah, at the moment I really like the 17th century music, like the Castello I played, but I'm very into the Corelli things at the moment, so I like writing my own ornamentations and like doubles, and that's what I did the last weeks a lot.
Yeah. I mean, ornamentation is an interesting thing because it's not something that perhaps these days one is taught to do in the conventional music world. But once you get into early music, tell us a little about that.
It was like, I mean, last year when I started to play Corelli Opus 5, I tried to improvise on the slow movement, so I learned them by heart, and then I read a lot about ornamentation, etc., and then I just thought, like, okay, I want to do my own things, and my teachers helped me, and yeah, that's what I really love doing.
Well, you mentioned Corelli's Opus 5, and that's what you're going to play for us now. In fact, it's going to play us out of the program. You're going to just give us two movements, aren't you?
Yes, I will play the first movement of Corelli Opus 5, number 5 sonata, with own ornamentation. Then I play the last movement, it's a jig, and I wrote my own double for it. So that's what I like doing at the moment.
Afer Fagus, thank you so much. Let's hear it now.
oboe player Eva Fegas and her ensemble with part of Sonata No. 5, Opus 5 by Corelli. And that's it from our live roundup of the Royal International Early Music Festival here at the Royal Naval College in Greenwich. Thanks again to all the musicians who joined in the chat and, of course, who performed live for us.
The Early Music Show, live, as you heard, from the Royal Greenwich International Early Music Festival and Exhibition, was presented by Lucy Skeeping.